Today we begin a second session of summer school, and we complete our celebration of Independence Day on this 4th of July weekend. The text selected for today presents the dramatic pericope of the adulterous woman who was brought to Jesus. And our theme, based on that text, is just a stone's throw away. First of all, according to our text, the participants were just a stone's throw away from condemning and being condemned. I think we might first focus on the receiver, or the potential receiver of the stones, this adulterous woman. Here Jesus is teaching in the temple, and all of a sudden, in come the Pharisees, dragging this woman, obviously diswrought, disheveled, caught in the act of adultery, guilty as charged, without a leg to stand on. And then we focus on the throwers, or the potential throwers of those stones. The Pharisees, very much in control, their case together, no doubt witnesses at hand, and in one arm the law of Moses, or at least their interpretation of that, notwithstanding the fact that the Mishnah might have dictated strangling instead of stoning, and the fact that hardly ever was this death penalty carried out in those days. They were there to hurl verbal or real stones of condemnation on this woman, whom they regarded as an object. But then those throwers were also trying to condemn Jesus. If they were able to get him to respond and go against the law of Moses, or on the other hand, to be contradictory to what they saw as his own teachings, they would have him. And then we focus on the man in the middle, the one between the throwers and the receiver, Jesus himself. He, first of all, lets the Pharisees condemn themselves, bending over, writing on the ground. His silence says, I'm not going to play your game. I'm not in the business of condemning. And then when he speaks, he says, whoever is without sin, let him throw the first stone. And that law of God penetrated even their thickness, as one by one, from the eldest to the youngest, they filed away. And having let them condemn themselves, he then turns to the woman and offers forgiveness himself and strength for a life of sanctification. As he says, where are your accusers? If they don't accuse you, condemn you, neither will I. Go and sin no more. Just the stone's throw away from condemning and being condemned. Well, what does this pericope have to do with us? Beginning a second term of summer session, with all that that involves, celebrating as Americans a 4th of July weekend, as surely as the participants in the text, so we too are just a stone's throw away from condemning and being condemned. We should identify ourselves with the receiver, the one at whom the stones could have been thrown. Our deep Lutheran theology tells us that on our own, our righteousness is as filthy rags, and that we stand guilty as charged without a leg to stand on. But somehow identifying with this blatant, adulterous woman sinner doesn't quite fit in the hallowed atmosphere of this chapel. After all, we are Americans, proud to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And added to that, we are Lutheran Christians with all that that proud heritage implies. And as an overwhelming work of supererogation, we are seminary students and family, braving the heat of the summer, trying to survive Greek, and doing all that we can to keep going on. No, we feel much more comfortable identifying with the throwers of the stones rather than the receiver. As Americans, we're in a position to stand and judge the world. And the ivory tower of a seminary gives us a special vantage point from which to evaluate everyone, every country, every church that exists. And so, we have the luxury of choosing our stones of condemnation between the British and the Argentines over the Falkland crisis conduct. We can choose to condemn either Menachem Begin's Israel or Yasser Arafat's PLO in Lebanon. We are in a position to condemn either President Reagan or Alexander Haig over the State Department shakeup, and to either side with the jury in the John Hinckley case, innocent because of insanity, or guilty as charged. And in a lighter vein, we can even enjoy breakfast at Wimbledon and condemn either Jimmy Connors or John McEnroe for their conduct and perhaps a little bit their tennis. And as summer session students and staff at Concordia Theological Seminary, we are in a marvelous position to throw stones of condemnation because we have a pure theology which we properly treasure. And so we can look day in, day out, relentlessly at fellow students and faculty and local pastors and lay people and expose wrong attitudes and wrong beliefs. We can even cast stones at the pericope itself because the manuscript evidence makes it questionable whether it belongs right at this point. Do we realize that we are also casting stones of condemnation at Jesus Christ himself? If he's on our side, well and good, but if he opposes us, then there's something suspect about him. And as in our text, between the receiver and the thrower of the stones, there is a man in the middle, Jesus Christ himself. As he stoops to write on the ground, he gives us an opportunity to condemn ourselves because he's not in the business of playing our game. And then he speaks, and he simply says, "Whoever is without sin, let him cast the first stone." Our armor penetrated, we see the desperate wickedness of our hearts, the wrong attitudes that often express themselves in our lives, and the impure theology of which we are often guilty. And then we realize that we belong in the category of the receiver after all. And the surprise comes. Ready to receive that stone of condemnation, Jesus looks up at us and he says, "Where are your accusers? Then I don't condemn you either. Go and sin no more." Full and free forgiveness based on his perfect life and his death in our stead on the cross, available to us. He could have been a thrower, for he was without sin. But rather he chose to be a receiver, to let others throw at him. Not death by stoning or strangulation, but death on a cross. He moved a stone's throw beyond the disciples in Gethsemane to agonize before the Father and to willingly offer himself up. God hath made him to be sin for us, him who knew no sin, that in him we might be made the righteousness of God. And Jesus turns to us and he says, "Go and sin no more." Thank God that we are only a stone's throw away from Jesus, who forgives us and frees us to love others instead of condemning them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.